A couple of days later, I was having breakfast at Caesar's Palace, and there was Joe Louis in the rack back. They hadn't even been asleep yet. Joe Louis. And what's his name? Jilly. Whenever you heard old Frank Sinatra knocking out somebody, Jilly was his henchman. Jilly was the one. Frank was just taking credit for it. It was Jilly doing it. And Jilly came over and got him and said, Frank wants you to have breakfast. And I said, wow. So I go over and I sit down here. Jilly's sitting here. Somebody's sitting there. Joe Louis is sitting there. And Frank Sinatra's sitting there. Well, I didn't want to talk to Frank Sinatra. I wanted to talk to Joe Louis. And I said, oh, Joe, I saw you in 1944 in my elementary school. He said, they still got all them pretty Indian women there. I said, yeah. So that was that. The gig was over, and one of the musicians walked up and said, hey, man, I've been in this band for 7 years, and it's the first time it ever swung. And that was a great compliment. Because Buddy was a dynamo, man. He just, you had to hold on with him. And I just play. I play and I swing. Ultimately, the greatest thing he ever did for me was, 2 or 3 months later, I was right outside the Palladium in L.A. getting some gas, and a limo pulled up. His limo driver was a black cat.
Who knew?
Buddy Riches. He always kept a limo, you know, and he had a limo driver named Hank Aaron, but not the baseball player. And I said, hey, man, I know you from Buddy. He said, oh, yeah, Buddy's in the back. Let me tell him you're out here. He said, tell him to come back here. And I went back. He said, yeah. He said, I heard you swung your A off and reached his hand in the pocket and gave me $1,000. He had two women with him. With that $1,000, I wanted to kiss him. He said, I heard you played your A off and gave me $1,000. And that was my Buddy Rich story. Yeah, it was quite nice.
That breakfast, Frank Sinatra, did you talk to him at all?
Oh, yeah, we talked. He said, man, I love the way you play. He said, I love your sensitivity. And he said, I noticed it with the chick. Because he's a singer, so he understood what a drummer can do behind. He said, you go to the brushes a lot. I said, yeah, well, that's my forte. I play with brushes a lot better than I do with sticks. My best music friend, Ndugu Chancellor, who's a world-class drummer, said, hey, man, you need to leave them drumsticks long and pick up the brushes.